CRM strategies by customer segment and type. Creating a CRM strategy involves translating an organization's overall strategic goals and business plans into customer-centric selections in the four P's of product, price, placement, and promotion for each product family or product. A very important element of CRM strategy is pricing. It is a strategic and critical decision that is often an order qualifier. Placement or channel strategy and segmentation are also important in terms of impact on the perceived value of an offer to a customer. In other words, the price must be right, and if it is, the right customer segments must be made the offer, and it must be conveyed in a manner that will be most likely to get and keep their attention. The marketing, branding, and advertising aspects of CRM promotional strategy and product design are also important. However, there is a key element in a CRM strategy that must not be forgotten, the customer. A CRM strategy must factor in the customer segments being targeted, possibly leading to a different strategy for each of the organization's targeted customer segments. CRM strategy also needs to consider customer type, which refers to the customer's current relationship with the organization, for example, prospects, win-back customers. CRM strategies for customer segments. Customer segment strategies can be categorized by demographics, attitudes, or psychological profiles as customer value, service-minded customer, retail customer, or B2B customer strategies, and as strategies for reaching customers via technology channels. Demographic, attitude, or psychological profile-based strategies. When segmentation is performed based on demographics, attitudes, or psychological profiles, care must be taken not to make assumptions, but to base the strategies on valid research. Some obvious demographic segmentation strategies can be valuable, such as for products designed only for women, but when it comes to more nuanced segmentation, published scientific studies, census information, or broad-based market research from respected sources should be sought to support intuitive opinions. For example, while traditional marketing wisdom states that repetitive marketing is necessary and effective in getting a brand message to sink in, a study from Exact Target and Cotweet listed on www.marketingcharts.com indicates some contrary research. 52% of Twitter users state that messages that are too repetitive or boring are a reason to stop following a brand on that messaging and networking site. Value, service, retail, or B2B strategies. Customer value strategies. To retain the most profitable customers and increase business with high-value customers, businesses must develop customer-centric strategies that accomplish the following. Define valuable customers. Value may mean different things for different organizations depending on their business goals. A business trying to establish dominance in a market may focus on customers it has converted from the competition. Volume may be meaningful to some businesses while profit, perhaps subdivided into profitability in targeted products or lines, is meaningful to all for-profit organizations. Deliver timely, detailed information that will help the organizations identify the most valuable customers. CRM information systems must capture and yield the right information for analysis. Define what features or services mean the most to the best customer segments. Data may be analyzed to identify the most commonly used or requested features or services. For example, an examination of interactions with the most profitable customers for an online merchant may uncover that they tend to choose the most rapid form of shipping. The merchant might form a closer relationship with these profitable customers by offering free express shipping for larger orders. Measure impact. Are we dealing with customers without measuring the effectiveness of the segmented customer-centric strategy? Are the costs of providing improved service to customers more than balanced by increased profit or growth? Is there any value to a segmented strategy? Service-minded customer strategies. For many customers who value service, the call center is the heart of the business with which they are dealing. While most organizations pride themselves on personalized service via the call center, the point of differentiation is often technology. Technology makes information available to the call center operator, who can then use this information to assist the individual customer and resolve issues in a timely fashion. CRM technology allows a customer service representative to view detailed information about the customer's history as well as the specific transaction during the call. A representative can see immediately if this is a high-value customer and escalate the service process, for example, by not placing the person on hold. The representative can demonstrate a high level of personal knowledge about the customer and the customer's business that is valued by the service-minded customer. Retail customer strategies. Retail customers surveyed by a marketing research company reported that price was not the sole factor affecting their decision to purchase a product. Rather, customers actually were most influenced by the bundle of services surrounding the product, including in-store assistance, the availability of a website or toll-free number for pre-shopping research or post-purchase customer service, and product design that values easy assembly of the product and integration of the product into existing systems. The second issue driving retail customers was product quality. Price, as measured by both actual price and anticipated product life, ranked in third place. Customer-centric strategies for retail customers should therefore consider and reflect this group's complex contact channel preferences. B2B customer strategies. Business-to-business, B2B, customers to be distinguished from customers buying products or services for personal use, or B2C, have specific areas of expectations from the companies with which they do business. Complementary core competencies. Business customers want to focus their main resources on their own core competencies while turning over the balance of functions to businesses with expertise in those areas. They rely heavily on the expertise and reliability of their product or service providers because a failure by the provider puts the business customer at risk with its own customers. Knowledge of the customer's business requirements. Business customers value a provider's understanding of how their business operates, what its limitations and concerns are, how the product or service fits into their business, and what requirements may be part of the purchasing process. Business customers would rather not educate or re-educate each provider. For example, a manufacturing company's supplier should have full online service and specification information for the manufacturer's related products. Continuous improvement. Business customers value suggestions regarding economic opportunities, improvements, and potential solutions to problems. These business customer expectations suggest that a successful customer-centric B2B strategy must include extensive training of sales and service representatives, with great attention paid to profiling customer and end-user needs, avoiding problems or remedying them quickly, and analyzing account data periodically to identify areas for improvement. Technology channel strategies. When developing a customer-centric strategy for reaching customers via technological channels, businesses must carefully test how receptive their customers are to the given contact point. Is this the type of purchase they feel comfortable making on their own? Is this a high relationship, high touch type of sale? How familiar is the targeted customer segment with the channel? How willing are they to learn? Some B2B systems may require extensive training. Will the decision to use a more technologically advanced channel drive some customers away? Will multiple channels be needed? CRM strategies for customer relationship types. Just as products have a life cycle, so do customers. They progress in their relationship with a brand or a business from prospect to customer, and then, at critical decision points, they consider whether to continue or reinitiate the relationship. One of the key purposes of a CRM strategy is to allow an organization to address the various types of prospects and customers it serves at different stages in their particular life cycle. Very different marketing and customer care campaigns are developed based on these types of customer relationships. The four relationship types are prospective, vulnerable, win-back, and loyal customers. Prospective customers. Potential customers are included in the prospective type. CRM strategy related to prospective customers determines the market research, product pricing, audience segmentation, promotional message, and contact channel that should be selected for each customer segment. Captured data can help shape future prospecting activities. For example, a financial services company may discover that contact with prospects from carefully researched sources yields more new customers than traditional cold calling over the telephone, while referrals from current customers are the best source. Vulnerable customers. Some customers may be vulnerable. For some reason, the likelihood of retaining their business is less than for other groups. Saving a customer who is about to discontinue service or stop purchasing product requires good target identification and prompt action. CRM data can be instrumental in early and accurate identification of vulnerable customers and in analyzing the most effective retention programs. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, churn is the process of customers changing their buying preferences because they find better and/or cheaper products and services elsewhere. The predictive churn model uses customer information, including factors such as demographics and individual customer purchasing history and trends, to anticipate in what groups and at what levels customer attrition may occur. The model may also be used to measure annual turnover in the customer base and set goals for replacing lost customers through acquisition of new customers. The business may then decide to target special promotions to keep those customers they believe still have value. For example, credit card companies identify customers who have used their cards only minimally and offer them opportunities to transfer balances from other cards at no interest for a set period. Or they may institute a frequent user reward program. Service companies such as phone and cable companies who have a very low marginal cost for customers will often offer special deals to customers who want to cancel, for example, 50% off for the next 6 months. Win back customers. Customers may become ex-customers and good ones need to be won back. To win back a customer, communication should be made as soon as possible, within the first week after the customer has discontinued service. Rapid communication between different parts of the company is essential. For example, a phone company discovered that it had lost 27% of its mobile phone customers to other mobile providers. They quickly offered a special program to the most valuable customers and were able to win back approximately 50% of its profitable customers within 48 hours. They left the unprofitable customers with the competition. After additional research, the phone company learned valuable information from the customers who had left the company, such as how the competition enticed them to switch carriers, and how perception of the quality of the service had affected that decision. With this new information in hand, the phone company set out to make changes based on the information communicated to them. Contracts may be used to keep customers long enough so they become profitable, but this means that the opportunity to win back customers is often only before a customer signs a competitor's contract. Automated CRM programs can trigger implementation of win-back programs as soon as the customer relationship is terminated or as it is being terminated. Customer data can support the decision to expend resources to win those customers back. Loyal customers. Other customers become loyal customers, the least vulnerable group, and the foundation of successful businesses. The goal of any CRM strategy is to increase the number of loyal customers. It is obviously in the best interests of a business to cultivate customer loyalty. Loyal customers are less vulnerable to loss and will therefore not require the business to incur the costs of a win-back program. According to a poll published in USA Today, 44% of U.S.-based CEOs list customer loyalty as their number one management challenge. The CRM response to that challenge has been the development of customer loyalty programs. CRM programs that reward loyal customers in a way meaningful to those customers for their continued or increased business. The following are some loyalty program design considerations. Customer behavior. What type of customer behavior does the organization want to increase? For example, does an airline want to reward people who fly frequently and/or those who often upgrade services? Targeting. How should customers be segmented and how can their needs be addressed through the loyalty program? For example, a frequent purchaser of office supplies may be attracted through a program with less paperwork. Positioning. What are the implications of the loyalty program to other segments? How many resources should be directed toward these programs? Program offer. What will the program consist of? Bonus points. Higher discount levels. Additional services like free shipping or expedited service. Cost and benefit structure. What is the long-term net value of each program element? How will the value be sustained over the long term? Communication. How will customers be notified about the loyalty program? A CRM program may also offer complementary products or services, cross-selling, or more profitable products or services, upselling. With cross-selling, for example, if you buy a book or music from an online seller, you may automatically be shown a list of products purchased by customers with similar purchasing histories. If you order a part online or through a call center, the system or attendant may offer parts that could be required in the repair. Examples of upselling include preferential ordering of offerings in an online setting, for example, prompting purchasers to choose more expensive components by listing them as the default feature, or suggestions by a call center operator to consider the increased benefits of a more expensive service program. For example, during an annual re-enrollment period, a credit card company offers a more expensive account program that has better insurance against credit fraud. Effectiveness of customer type-related CRM campaigns. When CRM is used to focus campaigns on the four customer relationship types, it can result in a larger customer base. According to a study by PricewaterhouseCoopers based on independent research, organizational profitability was improved, as described below, when CRM was used to manage campaigns. More prospective customers resulted in a 3-4% increase in profits. More churn reduction in vulnerable customers resulted in a 15-20% increase in profits. More one-back customers resulted in a 10-20% increase in profits. More cross-selling and upselling to loyal customers resulted in a 2-3% increase in profits.